Consumer spending in the U.S. is stagnant. That's according to a report from the Commerce Department today. Spending in March was flat for the second month in a row. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money and her new podcast, Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So what's going on with consumer spending?
Well, this is kind of interesting because I'm going to give you headline numbers, but then I'm going to do something very sneaky. I'm going to use inflation-adjusted numbers.
Okay.
So the headline looks pretty rotten. Like you said, it looks like the headline spending increase was very small. But when we adjust for the impact of inflation, we call that real spending, the number looks a little bit better. So we're maybe up just by a tenth of a percent. It's up by 0.3%. And if you do the same thing with income, because obviously we make a certain amount of money that we have to pay for stuff then, if we look at the headline number, we see just a 0.2% increase in March from February. But we see the gain was a lot healthier after we take into account that inflation's running pretty low. I will say something kind of funny about the whole report, which is just when everyone thought that Americans were going to be nutty again, the saving rate actually rebounded to a seven-month high of 5.9%.
So you can look at it and say, well, maybe it's not the worst thing people are saving rather than spending.
Right.
But when you take it together with what we just saw last week, the quarterly GDP growth slowing to 0.7%, is there cause for concern?
I don't want to go too nuts. Part of the decrease here in the first quarter and in this report is that we have seen a drop in motor vehicle sales. But, you know, we were at near record highs at the end of last year. We also saw some strange, unseasonably warm winter weather. And in the GDP report, that actually depresses the spending that we do on gas and utilities, right? So what I guess is important is the economy expanded by just a 0.7% in the first 3 months of the year. It's the slowest in 3 years. But I also will note that, you know what, for the last 5 or 6 years, average first quarter growth has been really tepid. And then the subsequent 3 quarters, things pick up a little bit. So I think all is not lost. Take a deep breath. We're probably going to see a pickup in growth.
What does all this mean for the Fed, which starts a 2-day meeting tomorrow?
Well, you know, the Fed is going to look at a couple of different trends. So they're going to say, uh-oh, growth did slow down the first couple of months. But I think that the Fed's also going to be happy to see that things were a little bit better in the month of March. Now, we just got even a manufacturing index out today that showed that, you know, things didn't do so hot, but you know, it looks like there's some acceleration that's beginning coming into the quarter. What does the Fed also want to see? They want to see that there's going to be prices that are increasing. You just heard me say inflation's been pretty low. I think the Fed's going to keep an eye on the inflation target. And most importantly, this Friday, we've got a jobs report that comes out. And if that jobs report shows wage acceleration, I think that puts the Fed on track to keep raising interest rates throughout the year. Probably not going to happen at this meeting this week. It's, you know, but I think in June, we're expecting another quarter point. And what the Fed's trying to do is what they say, normalize interest rates. It's hard to make the case that interest rates need to be at emergency levels of, you know, 1% or so if we're creating enough jobs and wage gains are accelerating.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much, as always.
Great to be with you.